Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
After a number of months of planning and anticipation, the wait is over today, and we can confirm that Google Fiber is coming to Charlotte. Ready, set, Google.
Google Fiber. No, it's not a breakfast cereal. It's lightning-fast internet brought to you by way of fiber cables, usually buried beneath the ground. While the internet speed may be lightning fast, the pace of construction has steadily slowed. The company has scaled back expansion plans in several cities. It pulled out of Louisville, Kentucky this month. And in Charlotte, construction has steadily dropped ever since that big announcement by our mayor, Dan Clodfelter, in 2015. A listener wrote to us wondering why the rollout is moving slower than a 90s dial-up connection. And if you stick around, we'll explain in the next 10 minutes. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE, where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin. Hey guys, I'm here in beautiful Plaza Midwood, and I'm here alongside Bill Barnes. Bill, first of all, how are you?
I'm okay. Good day.
And you've got our question this week. What are you curious about, and what do you want us to look into?
My question was, whatever happened to Google Fiber? They started working in Charlotte, and then they stopped.
Okay, just a minute here to fill you in on Bill. He's a Plaza Midwood resident. He's lived here for 32 years. He was probably one of the first, if not the first, Charlottean to sign up for Google Fiber. He put his name on the waitlist before the company even began setting up shop here. He got a t-shirt and some other swag. Anyway, he wanted to take me on a drive through his neighborhood to show me a certain spot.
Here we are, one block from home, and you see the orange tubes there?
We get out of the car to get a closer look. So we've got three
tubes.
Three big orange tubes tied up to a telephone pole.
Right.
They look pretty ordinary, but Bill says these empty tubes were installed by contractors a few years ago and were meant to hold fiber cable that would have provided him and his neighbors with Google Fiber. Bill says he was so excited when he saw workers drilling just down the street from him. But then the workers left, and the tube sat empty and unfinished. And now?
Right now, I'm still waiting, twiddling my thumbs, waiting for them.
Bill says he hasn't reached out to the company. That's why he came to us. And maybe that's why you're here, too. You heard all those promises Google Fiber made, and you're wondering, what happened? So I'm going to try to break this down into three quick possibilities. And then we're going to hear from a company spokesperson and give them a chance to respond. Okay, so let's get into this. Number one, Google Fiber may not have been prepared for the realities of construction. So this is where I underscore just how ambitious Google was when it announced this project. It's like if Google had said they wanted to build an underground subway system all throughout Charlotte that stopped at every home and business. Here's Alan Fitzpatrick, a local gigabit expert.
It's very difficult. It's time-consuming. You have permits. You might have to dig up streets. When you're going to a house, you're digging through the yard. So there's all kinds of issues that come up with whenever you bury fiber. It always takes longer than you hope it would be, and you always run into issues.
For example, Google Fiber's contractors kept hitting water, gas, and electric lines as they were digging, and those damages come with a cost. A 2016 report by the Charlotte Agenda found the city had billed Google close to $500,000 just for damaged water lines. But still, if Google could just bite the bullet, they could certainly still profit in the end, right? Number two, other companies began jumping into the game. So before Google Fiber made their big announcement in Charlotte, no one else was really offering fiber or gigabit internet here. Gigabit, by the way, is just another form of providing super high-speed internet. Fitzpatrick, the expert, says that open market changed pretty quickly.
Once they announced they were coming in, then AT&T decided they would roll out gigabit. And then cable, for the same price you were paying today, you know, increased the speeds significantly, and now you can get gigabit on Spectrum.
And consider that AT&T and Spectrum own a lot of utility poles around the city, meaning they don't have to bury their cables. They can just string them along the poles, and that gives them a huge advantage. Plus, it's not just AT&T and Spectrum. Other smaller companies are getting into the game too, including Fitzpatrick, who started his own internet business, Open Broadband, in 2017.
So we do offer slower speeds, but we offer gigabit as well.
His company is focused more on rural areas in North Carolina, however. All this to say, where Google Fiber once had little to no competition, they were suddenly faced with a crowded field of players, and they were up against big incumbents who already had infrastructure in place. That made the market look a lot less attractive. Number three, the demand for fiber might not be there yet. This last one's actually pretty simple, and it's best summed up by my editor, who heard I was working on this story and asked, well, why would I pay extra for fiber in the first place? And yeah, insanely fast high-speed internet is really useful if you're working with huge amounts of data, like scientists who download entire human genomes, or YouTubers who are uploading huge video files. But for Joe Schmo, who just sends a couple of emails and watches Netflix, regular high-speed internet is probably working just fine right now. It might be that the majority of people are not yet convinced they really need fiber internet at the moment. So that's three possible reasons why Google might be slowing down its fiber rollout. We have to take a short break here, but when we come back, we'll meet and hear from the company about all this. Stick around, and we'll be right back. Hey guys, over the past year, we've investigated all kinds of questions from listeners around the Charlotte area, and now we're looking for questions about Hickory. What do you want to know about the people, places, and culture in the Hickory area? Submit your question at wfae.org/FAQCity for a chance to have it answered and featured on air and on the podcast. And stay tuned, we're coming right back. Okay, we're back, and we're going to hear now from Google Fiber itself. I met with their local community impact manager, her name is Jess George, inside the company's beautifully renovated brick building in First Ward, right next to a light rail stop. I asked her point blank if the company had been applying the brakes here in Charlotte.
Well, we have slowed down our build, but we are still serving customers every single day and connecting new customers every single day. And so we are dedicated right now entirely to serving customers in the areas where we have service. Highland Creek, Uptown, Sugar Creek, West Sugar Creek, parts of South Park, and other areas. So we're serving new customers every single day, but you're going to see less construction from us right now.
In fact, the company has requested no new construction permits this year, though it's still working on some older projects, and it just rolled out fiber at the Imagine on Kids Library this weekend. George credits this slowdown to one main reason.
What we've learned is that construction is complicated, and so we have a wide variety of deployment methodologies that we've been using. And right now, our commitment is to getting it right for our customers.
It's important to note here that Google Fiber has never published any kind of timeline for its rollout in Charlotte. Actually, the company has always warned that this was not going to happen overnight. Here's a clip from that big news conference with the mayor back in 2015, when a Google Fiber spokesperson told the crowd this.
Building this network that we're about to build, it's all new infrastructure. It takes a long time to design. So I am just letting everybody know that it will be a while.
Please, she told the audience.
Just be patient.
But of course, it's hard to keep people excited for years and years. People like our question asker Bill are getting tired of waiting. And even Jess George, with the local Google Fiber office, says she can sympathize.
I also live in Plaza Midwood near your friend Bill, and am dying to have Google Fiber in my neighborhood. But even I don't know when it's coming to my street.
Funny thing about all this, Google Fiber recently bought a company called WebPass that uses newish technology to provide wireless gigabit internet. That could make the very expensive underground cables obsolete, although some skeptics wonder if it's as reliable. So far, Google has not rolled out that technology in Charlotte. And a final thought here from Alan Fitzpatrick, the gigabit expert and local entrepreneur. We talked about how Google's leap into fiber kind of prompted other cable companies to follow. Fitzpatrick asks, what if that was part of Google's plan all along? Because it's in Google's interest for people to easily connect to the internet and use their apps.
I think that they wanted the better experience, and any way they could get that experience to be improved was good. Whether they did it themselves or they just pressured the other carriers into doing that, they ended up getting the result they wanted.
So even if Google loses the battle, they might still win the war. Back now to Bill, our question asker. What would be your guess as the future of Google Fiber? Are you optimistic that you'll ever get it?
No.
Although he says, if they ever did come knocking on his door,
I will probably say yes, hook me up.
If it ever happens.
Yes.
Okay, with that, we are out of time. Special thanks today to Bill Barnes, our question asker. Did I mention he's also a writer and a tech nerd? He's even written about Google Fiber before for the Plaza Midwood newsletter, so keep an eye out for his stuff. Thanks also to Alan Fitzpatrick with Open Broadband and NC Hearts Gigabit. And, of course, thanks to Google Fiber. I bet there's some kind of online search engine you could use to find them. And if you'd like to check out past questions and answers, you can head over to our website, wfae.org/FAQCity. And I would also love to hear your feedback through a rating or a review. Or you can reach me at ndelacanal@wfae.org. And hey, I'm waiting on you to submit a question. Anything, really, that you need an answer to in the Charlotte region. Submit at wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may just search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.